The players feel, first of all, these comments were reprehensible and unacceptable. I got a phone call immediately from Chris Paul, who asked me to weigh in and help the Players Association navigate through this very difficult time. Players do not think that he's fit to own an NBA team.
That's the voice of KJ. Boy, he was an incredible basketball player back in the day. The mayor now of Sacramento talking about Donald Sterling and the comment, not fit to own an NBA team. Massive controversy over Donald Sterling's comments to his girlfriend that were pumped out all over the place, went viral big time over the weekend. We're going to talk about that coming up next here on America Tonight with a sports writer from Bloomberg View. But before we get there, we start off America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, on another devastating note. Large, violent, awful tornadoes ripping through Alabama and Mississippi and Tennessee as well. The people that could huddled in their basements and went to their storm shelters, but it was pretty nasty. So this is day two of deadly tornadoes. Arkansas really bore the brunt of it on Sunday, not the only state. So we go from 18 people confirmed dead Sunday from the tornadoes to more people, 9 more people confirmed dead because of the twisters that touched down in Alabama and Mississippi. Mississippi really hit hard by this, too. So you had people that crouched in hallways, ran to basements, ran to those storm shelters, did whatever they could to get away from the tornadoes. And it really took its toll. And even when people know how to deal with tornadoes, there's just something about all of a sudden how big one becomes or where it hits. In Tupelo, buildings were destroyed, damaged buildings near a major commercial district on the city's north side were wiped away, and trees, power lines were down. It looked like cars were just flung all over the place, and it was nasty, nasty business, obviously. Now the cleanup begins. One of the craziest things, and this is radio, but if you go to YouTube, and you can type this in, and you can see what one television station looked like when they were evacuating as fast as possible. The chief meteorologist at the Tupelo television station ordered the station staff to do that before walking off the set himself, and you can see him take cover. It's just crazy. I mean, these were large, violent, dangerous tornadoes, and a twister about a mile wide was reported nearby Louisville. About an hour later, another tornado was spotted near Richmond, south of Jackson. So you got all kinds of craziness happening. And the hardest hit of all the places was Faulkner County, Arkansas, where a tornado shattered houses, tossed tractor trailers, killed 10 people in the towns of Vilonia and Mayflower. Mayflower, they've been talking about a lot. 2 kids were among the people who were dead. Very sad. Cars are the thing that you see when they're flipped around like matchbox cars that show you, and tractor trailers that are just slammed about violently. And that's Monday's storms were bad in the Midwest, the Ohio River Valley. Some people also got just terribly violent storms. If they didn't get the twisters, they got all the other stuff, like the hail and whatnot, and homes and things were just completely just a pile, and that's the best way to describe it, honestly. Luckily, a couple of the governors jumped on this as fast as they could. Some of the schools were let out early, and that probably avoided some of what could have happened with the afternoon tornado, because in Mississippi, it hit at about 3 o'clock. So think about when kids get out of school, getting them out early, getting cars off the road, smart, smart, smart move. And this happened in a couple of other places, too, as well. So the buzz in the backyard, as I say, America Tonight is about, the buzz in the backyard is about this tornado, also about Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, and his remarks to a girlfriend about if you sleep with black men, that's one thing, but don't bring them to the Clippers games. And now what the NBA is going to do in the wake of it, we'll find out, because Tuesday afternoon there'll be a press conference to say what's going to happen here. You would think that there could be some kind of suspension and a fine, if nothing else. I think that there are a lot of people that want to see Sterling not have that team any longer, but I don't know that they can do anything about that this soon. I think there would be a few other things legally that would have to happen before that's a real, before that's a real possibility, even though that's what the conversation is with a lot of people. The conversation is he needs to not be holding the team anymore, but he's had it for so long. He's an 81-year-old billionaire. An 81-year-old billionaire. So coming up next, more on that. Also, what's going on in the Ukraine? Man, nothing but violence. It's gotten worse. While that's happening, North Korea just started right now, as we're here on the air, live fire exercises near the border with South Korea. Live fire exercises. That's huge. Huge, to say the least. And so what happens with that? In this, with South Korea dealing with the ferry, and you had the prime minister resigning just the other day, who was so upset by the response and said the government didn't respond correctly, and he takes the blame for it. A lot going on, both here and off our shores, that have piqued certainly many of your interests. I can tell by the amount of emails that I've gotten on that ferry, especially because of the kids, I think, and because of the captain abandoning ship. There still is big interest there. And then, of course, the severe weather and the fact that two kids were killed in those tornadoes, and just how awful, awful, awful people feel about that. And trying to get away from storms before they happen, and trying to decide, is a tornado going to hammer down on us, or are we okay to stick it out? Sometimes people do that thing where they, even though they're seeing it and being told, well, this could be bad, I mean, what are they supposed to do? The storm shelter thing really helps, because you can certainly go to the storm shelter, but not everybody has a storm shelter, and they're not necessarily cheap to invest in. I think you're going to find that more people do that, though. Just like the last time around when those storms hit Alabama, people are starting to save up for it and thinking, well, we've got to have this. I mean, even if we're lucky enough and in our lifetimes we don't really have to worry about it, at least we have it if we need it. All right, stay with us. Much more to come. On the flip side, we're talking about Donald Sterling here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Sterling, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, certainly does now. Kavitha Davidson joins us. She's in our virtual green room. She is a sports columnist, Bloomberg View. And I'll tell you what, Kavitha, this story in the last 48 hours has just exploded. Everybody has an opinion on it. I was listening earlier today. I'm trying to have a conversation with Magic Johnson. And Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley both say the owners need to come out on this. It can't just be, you know, African-American basketball players, which, by the way, comprise 75% of the NBA, as you know. What was your initial reaction when you heard the story about Donald Sterling?
Well, I think the way that you led is actually kind of appropriate, because if you hadn't heard of Donald Sterling, you might have been surprised. But if you knew anything about Donald Sterling, you weren't particularly surprised that he felt this way. He has a long track record of racism, and this is just really shocking for how overt it is and the fact that it's on tape. But I guess, you know, I reacted emotionally and viscerally as anyone else who had heard the tape would have, but I wasn't particularly surprised at it.
Yeah, well, ultimately, and you wrote about this, I mean, here we had great playoff action going on, including with his team, by the way, so he couldn't even go to the game, obviously, the other day, and you wonder how much, no matter what they say, this takes away from the Clippers. Did you think it was what the Clippers did the other day, because they thought about boycotting, actually, and they did play, but they made some pretty strong statements with the black armbands and the socks and turning their jerseys inside out. During the warm-ups, did you think that, well, I guess your reaction to them doing that, I thought it was great that they did that.
I think it was a great statement. You know, I think it was probably as much as they could have done given the circumstances. They were given very little time to come around with a reaction, and I think it's just unrealistic that people who wanted them to boycott the game in general, that not only wouldn't have been fair to the fans who you know came out to see them in Golden State, but it wouldn't have been fair to their fellow teammates. Chris Paul basically said it best. You know, we're not playing for our owners. We're playing for each other in the locker room, and we're playing for our fans. And, you know, the playoffs and going to the finals and a championship, this is what they've been working for their entire lives. So I think it was about as much as they could have done. And there is actually some talk that they might come out with an even stronger statement or demonstration tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you think this takes away from the playoffs altogether, not just for the Clippers, but because this conversation is massive? Yeah, everybody's talking about this. This is now part of the playoff discussion. Do you think it takes away from it a little bit?
Well, it's not only part of the playoff discussion, it's part of everybody's discussion. If you turn on any given news network, sports related or not, this is going to be at the top of what they're talking about. And it's really just a shame because, you know, this has been one of the most exciting playoffs that we've had in recent memory, and we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the Clippers, you know, their play on the court finally being a reason for us to talk about them in a city that's always been dominated by Los Angeles. So this really does everybody involved a disservice.
Now, the girlfriend said that her lawyer said, well, I didn't release this tape, so come on. What do you? How do you think this ended up in the hands of TMZ and then ultimately Deadspin?
Right. I mean, you know, I'll always be wary to comment on things that involve ongoing litigation, but I can't imagine who else would have been in possession of this tape other than someone very, very closely associated with it. And as far as I can tell, it's basically just Sterling, the now ex-girlfriend, I assume, and possibly his wife. So I don't think we can really believe much of what anybody is saying until the lawsuit's over, really.
Yeah. Now the NBA commissioner, the new commissioner, what a way to get indoctrinated, Adam Silver. What do you think he needs to do? I mean, he's in the predicament because he's got everyone pounding him to come up with something. And you know, what he'll say is, well, you know, due process, investigating, all that kind of stuff. But he's right in the thick of this. What do you think this does for Adam Silver?
Well, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of pressure on him to kind of set the tone for his commissionership. You know, his predecessor, David Stern, was known for being very heavy-handed, but mostly just towards the players and sometimes for kind of frivolous things. So his hands are a little bit tied of what he actually can do. A lot of people want him to expel Sterling from the league and to maybe strip him of his ownership. The rules are a little bit, you know, it's a little bit iffy on whether that's actually within the NBA's rules. But at the very least, I think we can all agree that there needs to be a lengthy suspension. I think an indefinite suspension. And, that is totally within, Adam Silver's, powers as commissioner.
Yeah, you know, here's what the crazy thing is. You know, let's just say we know that this is an authenticated tape and we go through all the hoops with this. What was Donald Sterling just not thinking that this is a possibility? We live in the world of everything can be taped that you say, and this is your team. I mean, is that when things fall out of somebody's mouth and they're just not, you know, there's no filter there? I mean, how crazy is that?
I mean, it's crazy to you and me, but if you listen to the tape, and as you said, the disclaimer, you know, if once it's authenticated to actually be him and not doctored, but if you listen to the tape, he doesn't believe anything that he's saying is particularly racist. He thinks that this is how other people view the world, that this is just the way the world works. So I don't think that it's a matter of him not realizing he would be taped. I think it's a matter of him not realizing people would maybe have a problem with it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. Tell everybody about this because you wrote about this, and I'm going to talk more about it. Sterling's been down this road before, as you said, if you know who he is. And if you didn't know, it's what I said in the beginning, now you know who he is. But he's been sued before because of unlawful termination, but this was due to age discrimination. What happened there?
Well, so Elgin Baylor, another NBA legend, this case has oddly involved disparaging two NBA legends, first Magic Johnson and then previously Elgin Baylor, sued him for age discrimination after he was fired for as the Clippers general manager. Now, during that, those proceedings, a lot of really incendiary language on the part of Donald Sterling came out. There are some choice quotes that I wouldn't necessarily want to repeat myself, but that was really kind of the introduction to this plantation mentality that Donald Sterling runs his team with. And then, of course, in 2009, he was forced to settle a housing discrimination lawsuit in Los Angeles regarding an apartment complex that he owned in which he discriminated against minorities, and it was the largest housing discrimination settlement in the history of the United States. So, you know, there's definitely a precedent here, and there's a long track record.
Do you think we're going to see any kind of other protests? Do you think some people will turn their back on the game, and there'll be some things that'll happen more with sponsors? I think we're starting to see that already.
Well, you know, I hope people don't turn their back on the game because, this, you know, as we mentioned, this has been a really great playoffs all around. The ratings have been doing well. A lot of teams, even though there haven't been like your Lakers, your Celtics powerhouses, a lot of teams are doing very well, and this is a good time for basketball. But, you know, there's already a protest planned at Staples Center tomorrow, and we'll see how the riot police keep that under control, I guess. But I think there's definitely going to be more demonstrations, especially if Adam Silver doesn't come down with a strong enough punishment tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think this story, by the way, I think this sticks around for a while. This isn't going to go away anytime soon. I think some people, especially a guy like him who's, you know, a millionaire, billionaire, NBA owner, they think that this kind of hits a news cycle. They always talk about a news cycle and it'll go away. But I think this is going to be around for a while. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree. You know, talking about the news cycle, the tape was released during a Friday news dump, essentially. It was first released by TMZ on Friday night. So, and it just kept recirculating. And this is also something that speaks to us as a society. You know, we like to think we're a post-racial America, and then we have an argument about how we're not. And this just kind of demonstrates that it's more complicated than that. And that often when there are issues of race involved and when there's issues of racism, even the players who are kind of saying and doing the racist things don't realize what they're doing is racist. So, and this in general, this being a case that involves, you know, black players, 78% of the league is black, as you said, and they're all very well paid, but they're still kind of at the hands of this billionaire owner who kind of believes that he owns them a little bit. So it is definitely a story, I think, that's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, and a very weird twist, personally, because obviously, just like you, I like sports and I'm watching and paying attention. But I think that the ratings coming up even more for the Clippers and the Warriors, just because of everything that's happened, I think more eyes are going to be on basketball. What do you think?
I totally agree. You actually you saw that for this weekend's matchup between the Warriors and the Clippers. The ratings swelled, and the Twitter conversation around that swelled. It's another metric that we have to measure that. So I think it's just going to keep going until we come to a resolution, and hopefully that'll be tomorrow, and then tomorrow night we can focus on basketball, but it remains to be seen.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Kavitha Davidson, thanks so much. You can catch your stuff, Bloomberg View. Thanks.
Thank you.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Stopping this edition of We Can Count. Let's talk Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi service on airplanes is, well, brutal. AT&T, they think they can change the world. They can change 4G in-flight broadband service. Anyway, it's planned for, here's your number, 2015. They're going to team with Honeywell, their aerospace division, to build an air-to-ground network. AT&T claims the network will transform airborne connectivity. However, the network isn't built out at this point and exists only in the minds of the engineers. If you can dream it, you can build it, though. Isn't that what they say? So current in-flight broadband service, like GoGo, uses 3G speeds, and it's inconsistent for anything more than basic email, really, is what you can do pretty easily. So GoGo has become pretty expensive in the last couple of years. Shares of GoGo, though, went down 19% in after-hours trading on Monday. Don't know if that was because of the AT&T big announcement, but they're not close, like I said. They might be talking about it, but at this point, they are not close. And that's the key thing. It, again, with the dreaming it, if you can dream it, sure, you can do it. I think, anyway. That's how it goes, isn't it? But first, you got to, before you can really roll it out, you got to have it done. And they're saying 2015, so, you know, are you keeping score? We're almost into May. Can you believe it? Just a couple of days left. Well, really, one more day left in April, and then swing open the doors of May. It's hard for me to even fathom that, I have to tell you. All right, moving on to another big number, and this is a crazy number. One of the wildest headlines I saw all day, that 100 people attending a food safety meeting, a food safety summit, might have gotten food poisoning. They got food poisoning. It happened earlier in Baltimore. The outbreak left a lot of them feeling terrible, with terrible bouts of, well, you know, diarrhea and nausea. The conference was attended by 1,300 of the top food safety types, employees from the FDA, McDonald's, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So the number of sickened might have been larger than the reported 100, since the people who organized it have only heard back from about a third of those who attended. So they think there could even be more than that number. Boy, that's a bummer, isn't it? You go to a food safety, you're out there at a food safety conference and you get food poisoning? Are you kidding me? The irony in that is unreal. So you're there, that's what you're there for, and then you get struck with it. Wow. All right, from that to something serious across the shore to the Middle East in Egypt. An Egyptian court sentenced 683 people to death, including the Brotherhood chief. So that means, you know, Mohammed Badi has been sentenced to death. It's the same court in the southern province that also reversed 492 of 529 death sentences it passed in March. The court said that this is what we're cracking down on. So, they, you know, there was a lot of supporters with the for the ousted Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi. So the crackdown has extended to secular-leaning dissidents who supported Morsi's overthrow, but have since turned on the army-installed regime. Remember, we were backing the Muslim Brotherhood, or at least Mohamed Morsi. So, and if you go back to the beginning of April, in Cairo, a court banned the April 6th youth movement that spearheaded the revolt back in 2011, which toppled Hosni Mubarak, following a complaint accusing it of defaming Egypt and colluding with foreign parties. So they're going to confirm the death sentences on June 21st. That's when that's supposed to be confirmed. Of the 683 sentenced on Monday, only 73 are in custody. The others have a right to a retrial if they turn themselves in. How about if you run for your life? How about if you do that? So the verdict, by the way, was the first against Badi, who is the spiritual head of Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood, in the same trials he faced on a bunch of charges along with Morsi and other Brotherhood leaders. So that if they're locked up, they got no chance. If you're not locked up, run. The only problem is, I'm sure they have eyes on all of those folks, so they'd probably be able to catch up with them pretty quickly. But this is the difference when you complain about America. Boy, at least we don't live there, huh? It's crazy. It's crazy, to me personally, the laws, the rollback on the laws, and of course, the way women are treated is just outrageous, I think. And the more people turn their eyes to this, I think the more things are happening, and then all of a sudden we hear about it, and people are just so shocked. I mean, come on, give me a break. How about this Danish restaurant that can claim it's the world's best? How do you determine the world's best restaurant? But Copenhagen's Noma, they say, has the number one slot in the world, for the awards anyway. They've got top 50 restaurants, and some of the best culinary types are part of the decision-making in this. So the award is taken pretty seriously. It has to cost a fortune to eat in this place. A 45-seat restaurant, dockside, at a dockside warehouse. I'm thinking, how much is it for a course there? I'm thinking most of us would probably pass. If you're number one in the world and you only have 45 seats, and it looks like it's mostly a dinner menu, congratulations to them because their clientele will continue to come back again and again and again and again. As for the rest of us, I don't know that I'll ever be in that restaurant. I don't think so. All right, it's almost over, and it was so painful for so many people. I'm talking about the weather. Yes, coldest start to the year in U.S. history. U.S. temperatures through the end of April, third coldest on record, barely behind 1899 and 1912. So probably with the forecast being cold in a few places, it'll push it to number one. Isn't that just crazy? Pretty crazy. Especially when you think of the competition. But I can't tell you how many times we got letters from people all over the country about when is it going to end. Philadelphia, my hometown, how many inches of snow? It was just insane how much snow they got. Crazy. Some of the most in the country, and then even areas around them didn't get quite as much, but they got slammed with snow, slammed with it. I'm not shocked that it would go down as potentially the coldest, too, because the snow and the cold temperatures, and that's what people were complaining about from the Midwest up and down the eastern quarter and also in the south even, too, with colder temperatures and longer, dragging out a lot longer than normal. And I don't know, there's no badge that goes along with that. Speaking of badges, you know, normally I could care less about celebrities. We mention celebrities once in a while here on America Tonight. It's not like we don't talk about movies and we have our cheap movie reviews and all that kind of stuff. But how about George Clooney deciding to break the bachelorhood? If you check out of any grocery store, you can't help but see his face plastered on the magazines with whatever hot chick actress there's been for the last 20 years or so. And now I guess he got engaged over the last 4 or 5 days, or at least it's been announced anyway. And it's a lawyer from London that he's getting married to. They spent some time in Tanzania, I guess, and they went on a safari. It must have been the safari that did it. But he's the one. He's the one who asked for her hand in marriage. They've only been dating since October. So Clooney, 52, his lawyer girlfriend, 36 years old. She's not an actress, not a waitress, not any of that kind of stuff. She's into the whole human rights deal. Maybe there's something in common, but who cares either way. I just think it's interesting that he got engaged because he was that sworn bachelor and talked about it on TV when people would chide him and ask him about what was going to, you know, would there be a future Mrs. Clooney or whatever? And I guess he was married one time before anyway. The fate of Donald Sterling hangs in the balance. We'll know on Tuesday afternoon. That's when the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, has scheduled a press conference to discuss the investigation of the racist comments purportedly made by the Los Angeles Clippers owner. There are a lot of people with a lot of opinions on this. You might be one of them. The word is it could be a $1 million, here's your number, fine, a $1 million fine. Stay with us.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight. So as we're making these last couple of turns, I want to talk about this poll for a second. I think I caught it in the USA Today, because it was USA Today Pew Research Center poll that showed that Americans support tighter economic sanctions on Moscow, but they oppose by more than 2-1 the idea of sending arms or military supplies to the Ukrainian government to bolster their defenses against Russian forces. How about that? And this is especially as the White House is announcing a freeze on assets and also bans on travel targeting 7 Russian friends of Putin's and 17 firms close to President Putin. Additional restrictions were imposed on 13 other Russian companies, and the administration moved to block some high-tech exports to Russia. This is what they're calling the calibrated effort to change Russia's behavior, is what the president said in the Philippines. He's in the Philippines. That's what he said. He said, we don't know whether it's going to work, but this is what we are doing at this point. Republicans, including Arizona Senator John McCain and former VP Dick Cheney, blasting Obama for not taking stronger steps. About a third, 35%, say Obama hasn't been tough enough in dealing with the situation, but 43% say the president's actions have been about right. Just 5% say he's been too tough. So what can you do without actually going in militarily, which, boy, I don't agree with that. Whatever the sanctions are, squeeze every last sanction, and that is the last resort. I don't think that, in fact, I don't think that this country could stomach or will support any kind of a war with Russia and jumping into the middle of this Ukrainian thing. I don't think so. After Iraq and after Afghanistan and the money and, more importantly, the soldiers and the things that have happened, I don't think that that is a direction the United States will go in. I don't think there's a lot of worry for that. And there are many people who think America needs to just keep their nose out of it, need to stay out of it. And one in five in that survey, too, say they've read or heard nothing at all. Nothing at all. My oh my. So tornado warnings issued for counties in Alabama. It's the same song that we've been singing for the last 2 days. 8 people dead as the tornado swept through Alabama and Mississippi late in the day. So many kids were back from school, which is the good news. A lot of people don't like the UN because there's not a lot of oversight. And then other people think, hey, it's an organization to try to do whatever it can to bridge the gap between countries. So how can that be a bad thing? Well, there's a story that came out that showed the United Nations is spending billions annually on partnerships with private organizations, governments in developing worlds, and think tanks, often without knowing what happens with the money and where it goes or how well it was spent, that kind of stuff. The partnerships, which are in the tens of thousands, which stretch across economic development and humanitarian relief efforts, like, you know, the peacekeeping, disarmament, that kind of stuff. The report said, that's called the Review of Management of Implementing Partners in the United Nations System, was released earlier by a UN watchdog known as the Joint Inspection Unit. So it apparently reflects growing concern among UN member states over what the report calls the lack of adequate managerial control over programs and projects carried out by third parties on behalf of the United States. How about that? Even when the UN is trying to deal with the problem by installing some accountability, they still have the blowback, because with these partnership agreements, the UN doesn't know what it's doing. They don't know how well they're doing or even who the partners are, which is so crazy when you think about it. How is that possible? You know, the numbers for partnership spending appear to be not totally complete, but on a single year basis, they are equivalent to roughly 15% of the UN revenues, which total about $39.4 billion in 2011. In 2010, the U.S. spent at least $7.6 billion on the UN. $7.6 billion on the UN. And that's government, U.S. government figures. That's a lot. That's a lot. And they're really working on those partnerships. That's where the big push is. But the UN doesn't know who's involved in the partnerships, whether they have done well or badly on the UN projects in the past, whether they're billing separate UN agencies for the same thing, or even who is working for the UN and under what types of agreement or what country at the same time. So it sounds like they're just doing whatever they need to do, and okay, these partnerships are covered and that's it. Which seems odd, because then that goes to that, what I mentioned already previously, the whole accountability thing. Where's the accountability? They've got to put that in there somewhere, and it's not. It's not in there. Shocking. Couple final thoughts here as we start to clear the bench for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. I said overwhelmingly when we started the show, so much focus was on Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, and that is definitely right. Because anybody who has a pulse is reacting to what his rant was about and whether he should be still the owner of that team or be removed, but it remains to be seen legally. I mean, come on, really, can you do that? Think of the people who pushed so hard to get sponsor money, and now that's it. Boom, just like that, overnight, gone. Red Bull, CarMax, all of those big sponsors. And it's also a very strange twist that he was going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award at an event next month to mark the 100th anniversary of the Los Angeles NAACP. But they're not going to do it. They had to cancel it on Monday. So this story is just unfolding. I think it's going to go all the way through the week. All the way through. And how much damage does it do in the long run? We don't know at this point. It doesn't look good, though, based on the conversations with all demographics, kids to older people. Wow. Still very, very stunning. If any of you are in the know and you are in one of these spots, let me know, because I want to know what it's like to be in your shoes. Imagine the salespeople trying to sell things out, and then they fill up their inventory, they've made all the sales, woohoo, and then they find out that their customers are dropping, at least temporarily. Oh, bummer.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.